this year's theme, New Year, Greater Resolve, Fresh Hope.
Yeah.
It sums up exactly what we all need now. This we all need this year. This is what we need. Just not a regular Elul, not just a regular New Year, but one that's upgraded to a new space, with together with instilling tremendous strength and hope for the future. So we're going to be resolved, committed. You are listening to the JP Show,
where we discuss the issues you care about from a Jewish perspective.
I am Rabbi G.
And I am Rabbi Levi.
And we hope you enjoy this episode. Welcome back to another JP Show. We are in such a special time now. The month of Elul, the month of preparation for Rosh Hashanah. Things are really ramping up at Bina for sure. Hi there, Rabbi Levi.
They sure.
What were you saying?
I fear that by the time we get to Rosh Hashanah, no one in Sydney is going to want to talk to me, which is fine. As long as they come to learn, then it's not fine.
I've got a similar fear, but I think we'll be okay. People, I think, know that we...
Well, starting to ignore my phone calls. They're ignoring my texts.
There's a guy that I've been trying to call for 2 weeks. I think he's blocked me.
That's right.
But no, on a serious note, it really is a very special time. At Bina, actually, in case you guys are following the program, we've got so much on in both areas of Bina, Bina Beit Midrash and Bina Living.
Yeah.
In the Bina Living, we've created this year's theme, New Year, Greater Resolve, Fresh Hope.
Yeah.
It sums up exactly what we all need now. This we all need this year. This is what we need. Just not a regular Elul, not just a regular New Year, but one that's upgraded to a new space, with together with instilling tremendous strength and hope for the future. So we're going to be resolved, committed. In case you haven't had a phone call from either of us, that's a problem.
It's coming.
What's the problem? It means you're not on the radar, so we have to find out who you are and push you. We're going to push ourselves and push everyone a little bit, just a little bit.
So let's talk about pushing ourselves.
Okay.
So it seems like today, we may have spoken about this before, but I think it's a good time to speak about it again. I think today, the culture of today is that people are not encouraged to push themselves. In fact, the line pushing yourself seems to be a little bit not in style. Nowadays it's about taking care of yourself. And of course, that's important. I'm not saying it's not important. And self-care and you know, making sure you have boundaries and you don't overdo it and all of that. That doesn't really work with Elul. And then, you know, on sort of the theme of... Oh,
not quite.
No, because the whole idea of this month, especially this time of year, is to do extra things. Do things that we don't normally do throughout the year. And you may not even continue it throughout next year. The point is that this is just a special... a special time, there's special godly revelations. Hashem is very accessible, and we need to tap into that. And we need to.
Right.
So what happens if someone's like very busy? They have a family. It's life is crazy, and they feel like if I come to another shir, like it's going to be, I'm pushing myself a little bit too much. What would you answer if someone told you that?
So let's break this down a little bit. There's a lot in that introduction there. First of all, let's talk about the modern culture, because there's a bunch of catchphrases and buzzwords that people use these days. Something like, I've got to be ready for something. Like, I don't do it until I'm ready.
Mm.
Things like, I'm going to be comfortable with it. It's got to talk to me, resonate with me, right? All those things. I think the common denominator between all those words is about me. Talk to me, resonate with me.
Yeah.
Me being ready and so on. So, yeah, so Elul teaches us, no, you actually have to move beyond. And that is the theme. And like you say, just to break down what you said also, that, you know, we've got to do things special. So there's two parts to that. One is, of course, when it comes the new year, we've got to take something on for the new year. In other words, something like a resolution that's manageable and really an aspect of real growth, which we have to do to keep the whole year, hopefully, please God, and to hang on to. But then, like you say, it's like getting into the zone, getting into the moment of Elul, the experience of the High Holy Days, the very, very special days. And you're right, we are taught to just do extra things, even if it's just for a little bit, even if it's just for this month, or month and a bit, right? So I think it's about, the word that comes to my mind is urgency. It's a matter of perspective. Like we know that most times, okay, there are people that push themselves to the brink and they know that they just can't do anymore and probably not in a healthy space. But most people, you know, someone once told me when I asked him about something that was hard to do every day, he says, "Do you mind if I ask you a question? How much time do you actually spend on WhatsApp every day?" And I didn't answer that question because it was a bit embarrassing. But he says, "Okay, so 10 minutes less on WhatsApp. How's that for the next few weeks?" In other words, it's a matter of urgency. So
And priorities.
priorities. Well, priorities create urgency. So if something is very, very important, it creates a sense of urgency. And even if it's temporary, but then that urgency creates space. You find room. You find space. You find time, right? If it's important. Importance and time management are very related. In other words, if you find time, if something is really important, you will upgrade to a whole nother system. Right. It's in other words, sometimes when a person says, I don't have any time, they might actually be correct. They're not lying. It's not because they just you called them 17 times, so they say, you know, I really don't have any more time. They could be actually telling 100% the truth, but in a particular system. Like, you know, you have these, what do you call them? Systems that we have on the computer. I don't know what they're called, but
Upgrade.
yeah. So, you know, when you have a system upgrade, suddenly you free the space, and there's more space, and there's more capability to do different things. And if it's a bit hard, well, that's really what the human being's all about. We are about growth, right? And growth doesn't mean that we wait till we're ready. Growth sometimes means, not every day and every minute, but growth sometimes often means that we take a leap, we take a jump. Because you see, growth really means to go beyond ourselves a little bit, right? If you wait till you're ready, then you really haven't gone beyond yourself. You're just waiting till you're ready. You've got to allow yourself to be transported to a different world sometimes. You've got to allow yourself to be transported to an upgraded reality, which means at the beginning, you know, you won't like it. You've got to acquire a taste for it because it's not you. You've got to upgrade. Do something that's a bit tough because then it's not you, and that's great. Then you're transcending your ego, yourself, and again, obviously, you've got to take care of yourself, not do anything stupid and be responsible. That's a given. But within that, we need to learn the art of bit of a push.
Yeah, 100%. And this year, that's true every level. But I
Correct.
think this year we need to take it to a whole new level. And literally something just came to mind. Like, you know, when you see what the soldiers in Israel are doing, right? I mean, we just had on Shabbos two guests. One was works for Zaka, the other one is in the Air Force, the Israeli Air Force. And these people, they don't, you know, they don't rest. They don't have time to relax. They are on a mission, right? And so what people may think I'm about to say is not what I want to say, actually. So I think, like, sometimes people sort of one way to think about this is, well, if they're suffering, like, you know, if they're not sleeping, so I can't. It's almost like a guilt thing. It's like, you know, how can I relax if they're. But I don't think that's what it's about. You know, it's like, you know, when you have a kid who doesn't want to eat, finish their plate, you say, you know how many children are starving in Africa? Like, how come you don't finish your plate? Because the reason why that's a stupid argument is because you finishing your plate or not finishing your plate is irrelevant to those, as sad as it is to those children. But here, it's not just about putting yourself in the same space as them. It actually is part of the war. It actually makes a difference what we do. So we're all fighting this war. It's not just the war which is being fought, you know, thousands of miles away in Israel. We're all fighting this war, and we have to learn from them how to fight the war.
So it blew me away. The one you're 100% right, but just to strengthen that a little bit, the one gentleman who was there on Shabbos was actually, I don't think, particularly religious, but he is a beautiful human being, and he's really fighting for us. And I was very moved by it. And then he at the end when he walked out, I just said to him, "Tadarabah, thank you so much." And I said, "Just so you should know that over here in this synagogue, we pray every day for you," meaning because we do. We say extra psalms for the soldiers. And he was very moved. And he said, "This is exactly what I think is right." He said, "Not everyone's in the army." He said, "We fight and you pray." Just like that. He's just and very from the heart, he said it. Like, we fight, we pray because we're all in this together. And they feel that. Besides the spiritual comfort, obviously, but it's a pretty real thing. They actually feel encouraged when they hear that.
For sure, for sure. And just like, you know, if you when you're in a war mindset, you do things that you never thought you can actually do.
Right.
So perhaps we also have to have that mindset in a positive way. I don't mean to say this in a guilty way or a negative way or in a despair. I mean like in an upbeat, full of faith and hope. As they also actually show an example of that as well. The people fighting, they also have tremendous hope and tremendous faith. But to maybe think about something we can do over the next few weeks that we never dreamt we can actually do. And that means something different for every person. Like I once heard a beautiful analogy on this idea of going out of yourself can mean something different to every person. It's like if you have a cup and you overflow the cup, but cups are different sizes, right? So you can, but the overflowing of the cup is the same for every cup. It's just a question of how much wine is in there already, right? So it all depends on
Well,
what's.
each person has a bit more than their cup.
And perhaps this year more than ever, we have to think of things that we, maybe one thing for the next few weeks until Rosh Hashanah, that we never dreamt we can do, everyone on their own level, and just do it, and just do it, and you'll find out that actually you do have the strength to do it.
Yeah, I think also some of that sometimes we hesitant to do that is because we don't believe in ourselves enough. Like we don't believe we can actually do it. We could. All of us, I'm saying, not talking to any particular person, but we can all do it.
What's an example of such a thing? I mean, obviously, again, he says different for every person. Maybe you can give some suggestions.
You know, I think an example of that would be it is different for every person. It's about doing something in the area that you're not so strong with. I'll give you an example. So we know that in Judaism, the mitzvot, the commandments, they divide themselves into two parts, between man and man, between man and God, as we call it, right? So, you know, between man and man would be like helping people, not stealing, being ethical, being honest, and being generous, being philanthropic, whatever, volunteering, all these things come up are part of being man and man, right? Then there's between man and God, like, you know, mezuzah, Shabbos candles, tefillin, whatever, Shabbos, all these things, right? And you have people that excel in one but not the other. So, like, if someone, for example, is very kind, very generous, right? Volunteers 20 hours a week. So, to volunteer now 22 hours a week is good. It's good. It's fantastic, but it's not really a push because you're pushing yourself in the area that you're already comfortable in. Similarly, a person is very into the things between man and God, very particular mitzvot, but you know sometimes happens lacking in relationships, lacking in treating other people well, and so on and so forth. And then he says, you know, I'm gonna be more. I'm gonna be at another mitzvah within my. Pushing yourself will be, no, I'm going to actually repair my relationship. I'm going to be kinder to people, less angry, and so on, right? So growth in any area is good. And even if it's an area that you're comfortable with, if it's a good thing, it's a good thing. So that's fine. But real push is to actually push ourselves in like an area that we're not so good at. Something in uncomfortable territory.
And I think what you said before is right. Like, you don't even know, people don't realize until you actually try it how much power you actually have. Part of the whole process of what we call teshuva, some people translate it as repentance, but it really means to return, is to return to yourself, to return not to the egotistical self, but the real self, the
So,
soul, which is godly, which is beyond any, which is infinite. That's what these days are really all about. So another focus of these days, and really, I mean, it's all the same thing, really, it all fits together, is the concept of, in Hebrew, it's called Chodesh HaCheshbon, which means to really take stock and to look at oneself and to see where you need improvement and what you can do better and what you've done well and what you can, and all that. Could be quite a confronting process. And some people are scared to do that.
Yeah, it could be a confronting process. And also, it's interesting that we are taught that you don't do this all the time. Like, there's a special month dedicated for that, right? Where you're actually supposed to focus on where we've been the whole year. And by the way, focus on the year to take stock and to reflect means not only bad things. We're supposed to have a good look at ourselves, like what's working and what's not working, right? So the positives as well. But normally, we don't encourage this. Normally, we encourage it maybe a few minutes at the end of every day, but we say, normally, you just got to get on with the job. Like, do good. Don't worry about thinking so much, right? Because if you're over-obsessed with yourself, it's a problem. But somehow this month, which is the last month of the year, we are told, no, make a cheshbon, sit down and actually really reflect on where you've been. Now, it is hard because it could be quite confronting. And not only confronting, it could induce spiritual guilt and paralysis. which us Jews are very good at. The guilt part, I mean. So that's a problem, right? And maybe it's better not to look at it. Maybe just let's start fresh, kind of forget about what happens all that. But I think that's a mistake because, well, it's a mistake because we know it's a mistake, but it's about how we look at the past. So the past actually, our failings, our mistakes that we make, are actually the best teachers that we can have. Right? Although we learn and we strategize because we've looked at our failings, we actually learn how to become better in the future. So we should embrace, not we shouldn't look for mistakes and look for failings, but if we already have, which most human beings do, we should embrace them because they can become our best teacher. And they can be a catalyst. The mistakes itself can be a catalyst for greater growth, right? And I think the way you do that is to look at the past, embrace the past, but don't define yourself by the past. Now, don't define yourself by your mistakes. Don't define yourself even by your successes. Define yourself by your soul, by your intrinsic value, intrinsic worth. Your godly connection. That's who you always were. Even when we down in the dumps, you really are a pure soul. That's who we really are. However, we have things we're supposed to do and we have to take responsibility for them. So our mistakes, I always say our mistakes are ours, but not us. Belong to us, but they're not us. We have to take responsibility for them, we have to work on them, but they do not define who we are. You know, there's an interesting thing that on Yom Kippur, when we do confession, right? Famous thing that we do confession in Yom Kippur. People go to shul will know this. We sing. We sing the confession. Right? There's a tune that's, you know, Ashamnu Bagadnu. Now, if you really understood what that means, we all sing together, like, you know, I have sinned, I am guilty, I stole, I scoffed. Imagine a guy comes, doesn't know anything about Judaism, and walks into And he walks into a shul and he asks someone what's going on, and they translate it for him. And he says, this guy's crazy. Like, you sing your failings? But there's a very deep thing we do because our failings are our failings, and God knows that we fail. He knows we make mistakes. But he wants us just to use it out. He wants us to use it out for greater growth. So when we do it like that, and that's a celebration. It's like we actually, yeah, because we know that God is waiting for us to come back. He forgives us. Well, fine, he just wants us to use the past to actually do a lot better. So when we come into a new year, actually, we don't leave the whole past year alone. Like, we don't say goodbye to the past year. We say goodbye to all the bad stuff, but we actually take some of it with us. The lessons learned, we take with us.
That's great. So let's all try to take stock, try to be honest with ourselves, and let's try pick one little thing we can, maybe something not so little for the next month that we can try.
All with hope, confidence.
Absolutely. As hard as it is to have at the moment, we have to have it.
Okay. Hopefully,
All
we'll
right.
see the listeners at an extra something
And
to
if
do.
not, you'll probably get a phone call.
That's right. Exactly. Follow us on Facebook and on Instagram. We're all over the place so you can get to know what's happening.
Absolutely.
Have a good day, everyone.